The gift of prophecy is in the earth today with true prophets of the Father. Today, on a Moments of Grace podcast, Dr. Butler will speak with Trish Morissette. She has an array of prophetic gifts and entrepreneurial abilities that she will discuss. Up next on the Moments of Grace podcast.
This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and welcome to A Moment of Grace. You know, my dear sisters and brothers, prophecy is all through the Word of God. In fact, if you look at Revelations, the Word of Revelations is the only New Testament book that is prophetic. It covers, the book of Revelation covers past, present, and future. It's not bound by anything that we can humanly put our hands on. God is speaking to us out of the book of Revelations with power and telling us exactly what's going to happen. In fact, if you look at what is happening in the world today, you can put your hand on it. My wife and I were talking about it the other day, is that, you know, so many families seem like everything that's going on, so many families are brothers against brothers, sisters against their mothers, and fathers against son. The word is being fulfilled. And today, I have one of the foremost authorities with us that has a school of the prophets and been training prophecy, and also does women's conferences, a powerful, powerful woman of God. She's with Mind of Christ International. And so we want to welcome Sister Trish Morissette with us. Welcome to Moments of Grace, Trish.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Such an honor to be with you today, Dr. Butler.
Oh, it is a blessing to have you here with us. Would you introduce yourself to the Moments of Grace audience?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Trish Morissette. I'm a prophet, a pastor. I'm an CEO of my own business, Trisham Enterprises, where I have a translation company and I have a boutique called Trisham Boutique. And so I'm excited. I've been doing this for so many years. I also have a prophetic academy where I've been training and building up prophetic voices for years and written books and all of that stuff. So
I got you. You know, the one thing that I think is especially with, how can I say this without being ugly? I don't want to be ugly. We're in a season now that people don't believe in prophecy, you know, and prophecy is there, but we've had so much that has happened in the body that people struggle to understand what prophecy is. So help us out, my sister. What is prophecy?
Prophecy is the word, the inspiration given to us by God. And there are so many levels in the prophetic realm. You have the gift of prophecy, the spirit of prophecy. You have the office of the prophet. And so hearing from God in different veins. But here's the thing, you have to know what vein you're in. If you're in the spirit, if you're in the office, if you're flowing in the gift, you know, the way God speaks to you, the way God may speak to me may be totally, totally different. And so we have to understand how God speaks, when he speaks. Is it his voice? Is it us? Is it the devil? You know, there's so many different voices that we have to make sure that we understand and can clarify and break down. Is this God? Is this me? Is this a spirit? But prophecy from God is the direct inspiration, direct word of God. And it doesn't necessarily, but here's the thing, it doesn't necessarily have to come as a word. It could come prophetically through a dream or vision, something that you've seen visually, something if you keep, for example, if you keep going in the store and you keep seeing the same number or hearing the same word, that could be God using people or situations and circumstances to speak to you prophetically. So sometimes people think, well, you know, I'm not prophetic. I don't hear God like that, but God is always speaking. Exactly. We just have to understand the vein that he's speaking to us in prophetically.
Right, right. Because, you know, Joel 2:28 tells us he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Acts 2:16 and 18 tells us the exact same thing. So we already know he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. But like you said, I think where people get mixed up at is the interpretation. Like you said, you covered a lot of ground in just a very, very short period of time, my sister. You covered a lot of ground of understanding his voice, knowing when God is speaking, and even knowing that the enemy will try to come in and sound like God. Because keep in mind, he tries to emulate everything that God does, and he challenges us. So knowing his voice and knowing the difference between his voice and God's voice. And let me say this, I've known people, I've been in ministry for 30 years, been pastoring over 30 years. And I'm just, again, like I said, taught seminary, the whole gamut. I've had an opportunity to be in a lot of veins, but it has always amazed me that I would have people come at me with what they consider prophecy, and it did not line up with the word of God. And I'm the first one to tell you, you know, the word tells you, if your prophet tells you something that's not true, you're going to have to get out of Butler's face after I find out that you have not told the truth. How do people get themselves away from those edges of faith, my dear sister, that they are truly hearing from the voice of God and not hearing from their emotions and not hearing from the enemy?
Yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to fall for anything, and especially in these last days, because the word says, Jesus over here, I got the word over here. You go over there, Jesus over there, I got the word over here. Then you go over there. And before you know it, your brain and your heart, your mind, your spirit is cluttered with all of this stuff. And so what we have to do, especially now, in the last days, that we have to be in a posture of prayer. Yes. We have to be in a posture of fasting. We have to position. I tell people all the time, you have to practice God's presence. Because when you practice God's presence at home, when you get out in the street, you know what he sounds like. You know how he moves. You know how he flows, because you spent time with him. Yeah. And it's like, you think about it like this. You know, understanding God's voice, understanding him prophetically, no matter who tries to say this is God or not, you have to be in a relationship with someone. It's like you're married, I'm married. Like, okay, we're in a relationship with our spouse, right? We know their voice. We know when they talk a certain way, when they're irritated. We know when they talk a certain way, when they're happy, sad, they're mad. We know, because we spend time with them and we practice hearing their voice because of the relationship that we have. It's so critical, especially now, that we get in God's presence. Too many people are in the outer court trying to figure out a way to get in the inner court or the most holy way.
Preach now. Watch it now.
And I'm just saying, it's like you're out here trying to figure out how to get in But you got to understand, in the outer court, before you can even go into the next level, there has to be cleansing. There has to be a washing away. You got to loose yourself of all the distractions. I say the junk in the trunk, the issues in the tissue. You got to lay it right there in that outer court, so that when you do go to the next level, God's voice is getting clear and clear and clear. And that no matter who he speaks through, you know, this is God.
This is God.
This is a confirmation. This is the affirmation that I need. But when you begin to fall for any and everything, you hearing all these voices and you don't know which one is the voice, there's confusion. And God is not a God of confusion. God, that's the enemy. Mm-hmm. The enemy always wants to confuse us. He always wants to entangle us and entice us into believing something that is not God. And listen to this man of God. He knows exactly how to make it sound like God.
Come on,
look at Jesus in the wilderness, right? why he was tempted. The devil was prophesying, was really speaking the
That's
word.
That's right.
And it God, sounded God like God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
it right. sounded like God. That's and right. so we have, but because Jesus spent time with the Father, come on, somebody, he knew that this enemy was taking the word of God and manipulating to appease his flesh. And that's what we do prophetically. We listen to someone who is not operating in the right spirit, but they're taking the word of God. It sounds good. It feels good to the flesh, but it ain't God. And so that's where a lot of fasting, Jesus was fasting and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. He was able to know what was of God and what wasn't. And when he was tempted by the devil, he was able to speak to the spirit because he knew what spirit he was operating in.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, you got some stuff on fire today now. Watch it now.
Hey, we need it, don't we?
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. I'd like for us to take a small break. And then when we come back, I want us to continue our conversation because I want people to know how they can get in contact with you. But we just got through talking about hearing God's voice, but I want us to go into how do we cultivate the prophetic within us? And the reason I'm asking this, and she'll hear this, and it may scare her because me and my wife don't talk to her about it. We're trying to deal with it on the other side because she's so young. Like I said, she's 11. My daughter has a prophetic gift on her. She really,
praise God.
Really, really and truly does. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just shared with you when my mother passed, she had already foretold it the same day. And we didn't know it. And this happens too much. She'll come downstairs crying because she's already seen tragedy going on in her family and somebody's life. So she has the prophetic gift on her. But when we come back, I want to talk with you about how to cultivate that because we don't want to, she's so young, I don't want to scare her. But at the same time, I want to keep her away from what the enemy wants to try to do to pervert her gift. So when we come back, I want us to have that conversation, okay?
Amen.
Wonderful,
amen.
Wonderful. We're talking with prophetess and minister, pastor Trish Morissette, and a powerful woman of God. If you ain't on fire right now, something along with you, go get your wood and put it back on the fire. Something wrong with you. I'm telling you.
Glory to God.
We're having a great time in the Lord. This is what it's about, dear hearts, is that we have to come together. We have to know the voice of God, and we have to be able to speak with holy boldness. We got to tell the enemy to his face that you are a fallen angel and you are underneath my feet. And we got to know we have the authority and power to speak it, to raise ourselves up, because the word has already said, a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets up. To know that you have the authority to get up no matter what's going on. And we're going to come back with our discussion with prophetess and minister and pastor Trish Morissette. Stay with us until after this break. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We'll be right back after these messages.
Over 600,000 Americans live under the banner of being unsheltered. Statistics show that 60% of unhoused families are underemployed. While we live in the richest nation in the world, our poor have been overlooked. Our nation's unsheltered veterans and unhoused families need God's grace and love to manifest in this season. The Grace Project is an answer to families attempting to transition from homelessness to home ownership. The Grace Project provides clean, affordable homes to the homeless. Would you consider giving a donation of any amount to assist us with this divine effort? You can give at www.graceproject.info. Unsheltered families can also fill out an application on the site, www.graceproject.info. Thank you in advance from the Grace Project.
The latest book by Dr. A. Jerome Butler is here. Queen or Concubine, Being Worthy of Your Crown is one of the best books written by this prolific author and teacher. Dr. Tabitha Russell, CEO and founder of Inside Inspired Women Global, home of the Breakthrough Millionaires Academy, said, Dr. Butler's unique perspective on this issue is both enlightening and thought-provoking. He empowers women to strive for their purpose, to be queens rather than concubines. And Dr. Janet Bishop Nesbitt, certified life, wellness, grief coach, educator, speaker, and veteran, said about this book, "God engineered you to be a masterpiece, to be phenomenal, and to be a queen. This book reveals biblically sound principles and other references that will unleash the greatness God has planted inside of you, equipping you with God's word to encourage and strengthen you along the way, to be worthy of your crown." You can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. Again, you can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. And remember, you are truly worthy of your crown.
Our dear sister, Trish Morissette, and powerful, powerful woman of God, there with Mind of Christ International. She does women's conferences, she does marriage conferences, and also I call it the School of the Prophets. You can't teach prophets without having School of Prophets. You know, we know Elijah had the School of the Prophets, and great men came out of that school, and the Citadel that he mm-hmm. had there on the Jordan. And so, woman of God, we asked you before we left, how do you cultivate the prophetic when you see it in somebody that's young, or you see it in a young believer? Because it could be somebody that's in their 30s or 40s and they don't understand what's happening, or don't understand the visions and dreams that they have. So how do we cultivate that without God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but sometimes you can be so young, and I'll share this with you before you answer that. At age 19, God had given me a task that I'm doing now in my late 50s. At 19, I was scared to death. I'm
telling you right now. Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm telling you right now, at 19, and unfortunately, in that season, there was nobody there to grab me and put me under their wings. Mm-hmm. So right now we have people like yourself. There are a lot of us right now that are seasoned. So how do we cultivate the prophetic in our young believers without bringing on that fear that the enemy wants to try to extinguish?
That is such a great question. And I too was very much like your daughter. Was very much like you at a young age. I've been dreaming dreams and seeing things prophetically. So much so, I saw angels, demons, death, all of that at a young age. And I just didn't know, like, I was scared to sleep by myself. I would go sleep in the bed with my brothers. I have five brothers, no mm-hmm. sisters. Because of what I saw, it scared me so bad. And my mom used to say, well, you know, baby, it's just a bad dream, or da da da. And eventually I grew older, and I everywhere I went, you know, people would prophesy, that great woman of God, prophet is in the house. I'm like, who is this woman y'all talking about? Right. Like, is somebody else here? Like, who do they think I am?
Right.
And eventually I accepted the call all my life. And one of the things that I knew, that if I was going to walk in this thing wholeheartedly, I had to get around me somebody that could cultivate and train me up in the way that I should go.
Amen.
And so this thing is so real. It's like, you got to understand that Samuel did establish the School of Prophets.
And he did it
for a reason, because there is something that happens when you get around people that can, that are like you in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. You stir one another up, you cultivate what's already there, and you get empowered by them. Like I got empowered in the School of Prophets. I did it in Panama City, Marketplace Ambassador School of Prophets under my mentor, Apostle Jocelyn Mathis, many years ago. And after that, I did some training at CI Vision Church in Santa Rosa Beach. And then from there, I became a director of prophetic ministry at Kingdom Agenda. And then from there, I started my own School of Prophets that I had been doing for years. But one thing that I learned, I said, if I had not gone and sat at the feet of someone,
yes,
I would not be the woman that I am today.
Right.
One of the things that happens is for you to grow prophetically, there has to be an indoctrination.
Come on now.
There has to be impartation. Amen. There has to be demonstration, and there has to be activation. I'm going to say that again.
I was going to ask you to say that again because we got too many people out there. I'm not being critical. I'm being for real. Uh-huh. We got too mm-hmm. many of our brothers and sisters that's missing the mm-hmm. steps that you're saying. And I know brothers and sisters that I don't need a covering. I don't need this. I don't need that. And they're missing it. They're missing it. They're making mistakes in their ministry. And when they are being attacked by the enemy, they don't have a covering. There's no accountability. No accountability. So give us that again, my dear sister. Please give us that again.
Yes, sir. There has to be indoctrination. And this phase, this is all about really getting into that word, having someone teach you and train that word into you. There has to be an impartation, meaning that somebody has to have that anointing on their life so that they can impart into you what it is that's on there. Like Elijah had an Elisha. Elisha got a double portion of that mantle or whatever, but there has to be an impartation. So you indoctrinate, meaning that someone is training and grooming you so that you understand what the prophetic really is, all the realms, all the dimensions, the spirits, the all of that stuff that is in with the prophetic. And it can be very, very scary because people think, oh, you just speak the word of God. No, you have to get deep in the spirit realm. You got to understand demons, witches, warlocks. You got to understand all these different spirits that manifest and how they manifest and how to speak and what to do and not to do when you're doing deliverance and so much. That's so right. The indoctrination comes when you begin to understand all of this stuff. The impartation comes because the person that is teaching and training you is giving imparting into you their spirit. And not only do they impart into you, they demonstrate how it's done. In the school of prophets, not only did I impart, I demonstrated. I taught the prophets how to listen in tongues, how to interpret tongues, how to speak prophetically based off of tongues, based off of atmospheres. So everything, I showed them how to lay hands and deliver, bring out demons and to do so many things, but I had to demonstrate all of that stuff. Amen. They had to see me in action. And this is what Jesus did with his disciples. It's the same method.
That's right.
We're not getting away from
nothing
the Bible.
New under the sun. That's right.
It is nothing new. Jesus indoctrinated, he imparted, he demonstrated, and he activated. When activation comes, that means you are ready to go out and do what you have been taught, what you've been trained, what has been imparted into your life. You're ready to go forth. And that's what he did with the disciples. He activated them to go forth and do the work that he did. He said you would even do even greater work, right?
My God.
You would do even greater because you went through all the steps.
Yes.
You did everything that was asked of you. Yeah, there were some little hiccups. Peter wanted to be a thug, and you know, there were some little hiccups along the way.
James and John wanted to burn down villages and stuff.
They want to wild out at some point. They want to sleep when they're supposed to be in prayer.
That's right.
So, you know, there are some things that I call that growing pains, you know? You're going to have growing pains along
That's
the way.
That's good stuff, my sister.
Figuring
That's
it
good.
Out. That's yeah, good. you're figuring it out. You're getting it together, right? And so after that, Jesus would send them out and they would go and do the work. And so everything in the school of prophets that I did involved all of those steps for all the prophetic mouthpieces, so the vessels that God sent to me, so they could go forth in power. Because that's at the end of the day, you want to go forth in power.
Yes.
And I teach them, don't just surface prophesy.
That's right. Amen.
You know, you see somebody at the altar and be like, oh, I see you heavy. Well, they walked up to the altar looking
Come
heavy.
Come on, my sister. Come on, you telling the truth. Speak the truth.
So, no. I need you
Amen.
To stop looking at fruit and get to the
That's
root.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
Because we need people that can flow in the vein of God, not the art artery of God. The artery pull things away, but the vein comes from the heart. It's like, okay, like to the heart of God is where you want these words to go. It's right. From the heart of God to the heart of man, and it's manifesting the glory. And so many people missing, and so many people want to start prophesying these surface things, and oh, the house, and God gonna bless you, and all of this.
We already know that. What else you got?
Can we talk about what's really, the demons behind this person?
Come on.
Why they so depressed? Why they so heavy? What is the spirit of the Lord showing you in regards to the spirit that's operating in their lives? And so that was one of my biggest things, was just really teaching, showing, demonstrating how to get to root issues and prophesy from the vein of God, you know, to the hearts of man.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my sister. That really helps us. And like I said, we will continue with our daughter. And you know, the wonderful thing about God is that people that are truly, because you know, the word says that we seek him as a deer panteth for the water. When you are truly, truly thirsty, and I asked a brother this, one of the books I wrote, and God had brought this to me, and I asked him a question. I said, well, when you're hungry, what do? He said, well, I eat. I said, no, sir. When you're hungry, when you're hungry, you search. And so when we are hungry for God,
that's good.
Before we can consume, we have to search for the right substance.
That's good.
We have to have the right substance. So we have to be hungry for God. We got so many of us out here just eating. And we're not exercising our faith, but we're eating. But he wants us to search. He wants us to find him, but he also wants us to search for him, search for his heart, search for his love, his peace, his mercy, his grace. He wants us to search for him. And when we search for him, this is just Butler now, I believe that's when the prophetic comes forth. When Jacob found God and wrestled with God in Jabbok, you know, he said, I'm not gonna let you go.
I ain't letting you go. Okay.
Bless me. You know, it may cost you a broken hip, some limbs that are shortened. It's gonna cost you something. And I think that's the other side, Pastor, is that a lot of people want the briefcase, they want the name on the marquee. But I look at this thing as with Mary. Mary knew what it took to have a child, but she didn't go through that. But she went through the pain and responsibility. And so that's the other part of what you're doing at School of Prophets, is that you've taken on that pain and responsibility. Even though you haven't gone through and birthed some of these people, you didn't bring these people to be pastors or prophets or whatever. God did that. But you have the pain and responsibility, like Mary did with Jesus, of cultivating
it.
Cultivating what's on the inside. And so with that said, woman of God, what's the last word that you would like to leave us? Give us a word for 2022. What has God been saying?
I would say that there is a need. There is a desire from God for us to walk in the fullness of who we are called to be. And if somebody's out there and they know that God is requiring more, they know they're prophetic, they know they're anointed, they know they're called. That doesn't mean that you get the big head. That means you need to sit down somewhere and sup and let somebody train and cultivate and equip you, because if not, you're going to come into this renegade, puffed up, arrogant, prideful person who is out there just wreaking havoc and not making a difference when it comes to kingdom, you know? And so if there is somebody out there, you know that God is calling you, find you somebody, go to a conference, get a training, buy a book, you know, but all of these things have to continuously be done so that you can keep growing and keep being it. And doing what God needs you to do. And so just get in position, find you somewhere or somebody that you can serve, and they can serve and help cultivate you. I think it's so critical right now, because we're in the last days. Like, God is speaking loud and proud. Like, Jesus could pop up at any moment the way stuff is happening. And so we don't have time. We think we have time. Here's the thing. We think we have time. And we don't. That's one of the biggest mistakes that we can make. Like so many people that have gone on to be with the Lord thought they had more time than they did. Stop wasting time. Get in position. Get cultivated and serve.
My God. Thank you so much for that word, woman of God. How can people get in contact with you? Because you have some other things going on. You have like a 30-minute free class that you're offering, if you're still offering that. I think I saw that on your website. And so how can people get in contact with you? How can they, you know, like I said, if you have someone that know that they have a prophetic purpose in them,
I
don't know how to activate it and cultivate it, how can they get in contact with you so you can help them, my sister?
Well, they could go to my website, trishmnow.com. Okay. Trish M Now, M as in man, or Morissette, which is my last name, now.com. And on my landing page, I offer three free classes in the prophetic. I've been offering those free classes for a while. They get them at three different times during the week, one a week. And it just really helps them with the prophetic anointing, getting better understanding. And if they're interested in taking more classes, they can always contact us and email us and say, hey, you know, I took the three free classes. I want more. And that's what a lot of people do. They take the three free classes and they want to figure out how to get into prophetic training and programs with me. So right now it's still up on the website. We have been talking about taking that down soon. So make sure you get that. Also in the when they enter into the site, because that's the landing page, I do have another free class. I think it's on No More Excuses. It's time to walk in everything that God gave them to walk in. And so that's another free class within the site. But you could just go to trishmnow.com and get those classes. I'm also on Facebook, so all social media. Facebook, you can, my ministry page is Trish M, or you could type in Trish M Ministries. My church page, I serve alongside my fabulous husband, Senior Pastor Derek Morissette of Mind of Christ International. They can just, you know, search Mind of Christ International and find me there. I'm on Instagram at Lady Trish M, as well as Twitter. And YouTube, you can listen to a lot of my sermons, podcasts, the interview with Trish M at Prophetess Trish Morissette on YouTube.
Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we were so honored to have you here with us, woman of God. We have thoroughly enjoyed the sermon. and you sharing. Amen. Well, we should be walking testament. Isn't that what the word says?
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's
we it. Should be walking epistles. So let me let you know you epistled today. So
yes, Lord.
Bless the name of God and please tell your husband we speak blessings on you and your ministry, you and your family. And thank you so much for being here with us. Share with us. I think you've written a few books. Share with us your books and where they can get those also.
Yes. Well, I have, my husband and I, we have a passion for marriage, right?
Okay. Wonderful.
So we love empowering marriage. We've been together for 27 years. Praise God. About 22 years of marriage. Actually, yeah.
You're going to get in trouble, my sister. I need to call Bishop on you. What you doing right now? You're getting ready to get in trouble now.
Okay, I'm like, you've been with somebody so long, you'd be forgetting this.
I know that's right.
But anyway, so we've been empowering marriages for years. And so I wrote my latest book. It's called The Fabulous Wife. Wow. They can find that on trishmnow.com. You go into my website on the tab that says book release. They can find that there. So The Fabulous Wife is my latest thing, empowering women that are wives or seeking to become wives, that desire to be a wife. It is going to break down some of everything from finances to communication to sex to anything you can think about when it comes to marriage. Amen. Is in the book.
Amen.
And we're also doing a retreat in June of this year. It's called Nights with the King Marriage Retreat. We have a cabin mansion in in Tennessee that we're okay. taking about 15 couples with this, and we still have some space left, so they could check that out at Knights with an S with the king.com and see what that's all about. So yeah.
Can they also reach out to you and get more information on that?
Absolutely. Wonderful. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Wonderful. Well, again, woman of God, it has been just such a blessing to have you here with us. And thank you for your time and coming to share with the Moments of Grace audience. This has blessed my soul. I tell you, I have really, really enjoyed this interview. It hadn't been an interview. It's been a brother and sister in Christ talking.
Amen.
So we appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's truly been an honor to connect with you, to just be a part of your ministry and what you're doing for the kingdom. I absolutely love it. So,
amen. And pray for us, because we do have our ministry. I'm not retired from pastoring. You know, you never can do that.
Never can.
Amen. Because of health reasons, we've transitioned. So I don't formally pastor people any longer, but we do have a ministry where we build homes for the homeless and for veterans. Either we buy houses that are already built, refurbish them, and we give them away to them after they go through some financial literacy. And some biblical literacy as well.
Oh, that's so good. Is,
amen. So you and your husband, please keep us in prayer, because we hadn't hit a lot of roadblocks yet, but you know how the enemy is when you're trying to do something different outside the four walls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, amen. So anyone I know that has, now I have everybody pray for me, so you know this is serious when I'm asking you to pray for me.
Amen.
I got you, man of God.
Because
not everybody can get one through, so okay. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just saying what I'm saying. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just saying what I'm saying.
You're speaking truth. You're being real.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we will thank you so much, woman of God, for being here with us on Moment of Grace.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Trish Morissette, and dear hearts, you know, she has the heart of God. The ministry of prophecy. And in these last days, hear me closely, dear hearts. You don't need the newspaper any longer. You don't need the television any longer. You need your word. Jesus has already prophesied what's going to happen. He's already prophesied everything that we're going through right now. Even what's going through with COVID right now, the death angel. If you look at what we see, the remedy was for the death angel, is also the remedy for this. He said to go into your house, close up, put the blood on the doorpost. We refuse to do that, and so we still allow the death angel to break the seal. And so I'm here to tell you right now, dear hearts, please be safe. Be safe. Love on your loved ones. Don't let anything, anybody separate you from the love of God. In these last days, money is going to try to separate you. People are going to try to separate you, and things are going to try to separate you. And what's behind the veil is the enemy. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With that said, you know, we love you. Continue to love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next time here on Moments of Grace. Take care.